Feels good. Feels good. You know, I was out there running around a little bit yesterday, and you know, I was obviously here all off season, so feels the best it's felt, and you know, just keep doing what they're telling me to do and take it day by day. I mean, it's still day by day type of thing. You know, obviously as the workload increases, you know, so will like the recovery that it will probably have to take. But you know, just taking it day by day, listening to my body and what the strength staff and the athletic training staff, you know, they've done a great job with me, and you know, I've got full trust in them to get me right. And I think, you know, for the time that I've been here, they've done a great job in getting me into the position that I'm at now.
How hard was it to stand on the sideline and watch OTAs knowing you were itching to go?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty tough, but I also understood, you know, where I was with my injury. So, you know, knowing that I couldn't be out there physically made it a lot easier. But, you know, being young in a defense like this, it's good just to stand back and watch, and you can learn from, you know, the older guys. And, you know, I had Kenny on the sideline with me and him would talk about, you know, each play and kind of go through it with him. So that was good just having him there to talk to. And then just watching the other guys, you know, mistakes they might make, good things they do, and you can kind of pick up little things along the way, but it's definitely not like being out there and learning firsthand. So, you know, now that I'm out there a little bit in these next 2 days, it should pick up a bit.
Will you be cleared for individual, at least some individual position drills?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was out there yesterday doing individual position drills, and, you know, I did the whole practice yesterday and felt pretty good. So, you know, it's just a day-by-day thing, and I'm sure, you know, they'll probably ease me into the contact, I think. You know, the guys have probably a good plan set up for me to get me back. So it's just day by day and just listening to them.
Better feel where they might want to put you?
Right now, you know, all us rookies are kind of learning every position. And I think that's the best thing about, you know, a defense like this is if you can play all three positions along the front, then, you know, there's more reason for you to be on the field. So basically, you know, you learn all three and then wherever they put you, you got to be able to play. So, you know, I'm just soaking it all in and trying to do the best at everywhere.
After learning this defense a little bit during your time here, is there a position you'd like better?
No real preference. I mean, I think, you know, my body type's probably not like a nose tackle. You know, nose tackles in the NFL, they're pretty much like 6'2" and, you know, 320 or something. So probably one of the defensive ends, whether it's the strong side end or weak side end. I think, you know, in a defense like this, you got to be able to play both. So whether you're the 5 technique, the 4, you know, the 3, any offensive formation can come out, and then last minute you got to jump down and play the 3 technique or something. So you just got to be ready to play them all, and I think, you know, I can, so.
You heard any horror stories about early training camp hazing from the veterans?
Not too much. I think, you know, with a group like these guys here, I think they're pretty good with that. You know, they understand that, you know, they're going to have to bring some of us along as well. So they can't, I think a lot of things have changed where they can't really do too much to you, but, you know, whatever happens, happens. You know, it's rather be here getting hazed than sitting on a couch somewhere. So, yeah.
Did you get a chance to go back to Australia the last few
years? Yeah, I got a chance to go back for about a week, just finish up some of my visa stuff and basically just see my family. So, you know, got all that stuff sorted, so, you know, I can legally work in this country now, which is pretty cool. But, no, it was really good just to go home, see my grandparents, see my family, and, you know, it was like the first time in, I think, 5 years that my whole family was together and in the same house, so that was pretty cool.
Speaking of Australia, the Panthers just signed this guy, Eric Wallace, who never played college football, but he played 3 years in Australia, of Australian rules football. Is there some sort of pipeline down there, you guys?
I mean, there must be something down there that's working. But I literally just saw that the other night, and he actually was playing for, like, the team that I support back in Australia. So I'd never heard of him, and then I saw that. I'm like, hey, must be doing something right, you know. But I think there's a few American guys that are going over and played down there. So it's pretty cool that, you know, once you become such a top-tier athlete that you can just jump different codes and, you know, really just see how much you can push yourself athletically to pick things up. So,
when you went home and now you're a member of the Denver Broncos, do the folks in Australia grasp how big that is?
Yeah, I'm sure they did. You know, it really just matters to me, you know, close friends and family. That's all I really wanted to see. And, you know, just talking to those guys, especially some guys from my high school, you know, it was crazy just meeting up with them. I still talk to them a bunch, but it was crazy just meeting up with them and them, you know, from back in when I was in high school trying to come over and do the college thing, you know, probably a lot of them were like, oh, it's probably not going to work out, you know, this Australian kid. But, you know, they were all just real proud of me, and I think that was a pretty cool thing to see, you know, how far I've come from when I left being, you know, with them every day to where I am now. And, you know, it's just good to get back and sit down with those guys and just be a regular guy again and not, you know, a football player in America where everyone knows your face or something. So that was probably the best part, was just sitting down and just being a regular kid from Australia again. Yeah, a little bit. I mean, they used to make fun of me back in, you know, high school. I used to drink a ton of milk to try and get some size on me. And then, you know, I used to carry around a milk jug at class and stuff. And they'd make fun of me, but, you know, now it's all paid off. So doing all right.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate it, guys.